Learn more about the fascinating journey of Ibn Battuta, the first ever travel writing by Ibn Jubayr, and the courageous Chinese explorers Hing He. We bring you stories from the travels and lives of nine Muslim explorers that brought us modern-day geography, map-making, and cross-border trade. Mondays to Fridays during Ramadan 2016 at 8:15 a.m. Repeats at 6:50 p.m. The Global Village, the vast expanse of an unknown world discovered.
A notable fact that should be remembered when we talk about the different areas of knowledge in Muslim heritage, and which should be emphasized in these troubled days marked by the tragic situation in the Middle East, is that until the middle of the 20th century, Palestine was an integral part of the Muslim world. The contributions of Palestinian men and women to Islamic civilization are so numerous that it is impossible to count and describe them briefly. In segment 5 of the documentary series Thuraya, we pay tribute to the life and work of the 10th century Palestinian geographer and scholar Al-Muqaddasi, one of the most distinguished geographers to have ever lived. His legacy lay in producing one of the most original works of Arabic geography.
Muhammad ibn Ahmad Shams al-Din Al-Muqaddasi, also known as Al-Maqdisi, was a notable early Arab geographer. A traveler, geographer and author, he is by far one of the most instructive of early Islamic social scientists. He was originally from Al-Quds in Palestine. Hence his name, he is best known for his treatise entitled Ahsan al-Taqasim fi Ma'arifat al-Aqalim, the best classification for the knowledge of the regions.
According to Al-Muqaddasi himself, his grandfather, Al-Banna, was a revered architect employed by Ibn Tulun to build the Acre seaport. In his early years, Al-Muqaddasi had the advantage of an excellent education, and after having made Hajj at the age of 20, he was determined to devote himself to the study of geography. For the purpose of acquiring the necessary information, he undertook a series of journeys which lasted 2 decades, setting out from Jerusalem, carried him in turn through the Muslim world. It was only towards the latter part of his life that Al-Muqaddasi set himself to write this marvelous book, which served as a systematic account of all the places and regions he had visited.
The book is an epic geographical treatise and also a great work of literature. This treatise was based on some 20 years of personal experiences and observations noted in his survey of the realm of Islam. From the Atlantic to the Indian Ocean, early in the second half of the 19th century, the German Orientalist Sprenger brought to the attention of the West a manuscript of Al-Muqaddasi's work. Sprenger's enthusiasm over the content of the manuscript is reflected in his judgment that its author is the greatest geographer of all time. This view is shared by many scholars.
About Al-Muqaddasi, it has been written, his description of Palestine and especially Jerusalem, his native city, is one of the best parts of the work. All he wrote is the fruit of his own observation, and his descriptions of the manners and customs of the various countries bear the stamp of a shrewd and observant mind, fortified by profound knowledge of both books and men. Al-Muqaddasi had a sound sense of his identity as a Palestinian. Here he speaks of his journey to Persia.
One day, I sat next to some builders in Shiraz. They were chiseling with poor picks, and their stones were the thickness of clay. If the stone was even, they would draw a line with the pick, and perhaps this would cause it to break. But if the line was straight, they would set it in place. I told them, if you use a wedge, you can make a hole in the stone. And I told them of construction in Palestine, and I engaged them in matters of construction. The master stone cutter asked me,
are you Egyptian?
No, I am Palestinian.
I heard that you carve stones, like you would carve wood.
Yes.
Your stones are malleable, and your craft gentle.
Technically, the most important distinction of Ahsan al-Taqasim is that it was the first Arabic work of geography ever to produce maps in natural colors, which is the usual practice today. The book is based on personal observations of the populations, manners, and economic life of the various inhabitants of the lands of Islam that he visited during his 20 years of travels. In this work, Al-Muqaddisi gives an overall view of the lands he visited and gives the approximate distances from one frontier to the other.
Al-Muqaddisi divides the Islamic world in 14 iqlams, or climes. Then he deals with each region separately. He divides his work in two parts, first enumerating localities and providing adequate description of each, especially the main urban centers. He then proceeds to the other subjects, population, its ethnic diversity, social groups, before moving on to commerce, mineral resources, archaeological monuments, currencies, and also to the political environment.
This approach is in contrast to his predecessors, whose focus was much narrower. Whilst Al-Muqaddisi wanted to encompass aspects of interest to merchants, travelers, and people of culture. Thus, it becomes no longer the sort of traditional geography, but a work that seeks to understand and explain the foundations and the functioning of Islamic society. Out of this, excellent information regarding many subjects can be gleaned, such as water management, fiscal issues and finance, weights and measures, and city and urban developments. During his travels, the author noted his observations on the region's topography, climate, hydrology, vegetation, development, architecture, language, region, and culture. This work speaks of an interested and interesting man, seeing his world through a frame of reference derived from his deeply held religious belief, striving scrupulously to get at the truth of the matter as a true scientist. Of his travels and experiences, Al-Muqaddisi recounts.
I studied law and letters, practiced asceticism and piety, taught theology and letters, preached on the pulpits, called to prayer on the minarets, led prayers in the mosques, preached in congregational mosques, frequented the schools. I said prayers in convocation, spoke in the councils. I have eaten the harissa, porridge, with the mystics, supped thareed, broth, with the monks, and asida, pudding, with the sailors. I have been ejected from mosques at night, have traveled in the solitudes, gone astray in the deserts. A number of times I was close to drowning. Our caravans were waylaid on the highway. I have served the judges and the great ones, have spoken with the rulers and ministers. I have sold goods in the markets, have been confined in jail, been accused a spy. I have witnessed war with Romans in battleships. I have been a bookbinder to earn money, have bought water at a high price. I have ridden on horseback, have walked in sandstorms and snows. I have been in courtyards of kings, standing amongst the nobles. I have lived amongst the ignorant in workshops of weavers. What glory and honor I have been given. Yet my death has been plotted more than once. I have performed a pilgrimage and visited Medina, have been on forays and in frontier posts. In fine, I have never traveled the high road when there was a distance of 10 fasts or less between me and a town, but that I quit the caravan and made my way to the city that I may see it before the others.
Join us in part 6 as we explore Muslim Sicily and learn of the distinguished cartographer Al-Idrisi, inshallah.
The Global Village has been researched and compiled by Hafiza Rayhana Umar, narrated by Ijaz Khan and Tufail Patel, overseen by Mufti Yusuf Musaji, a production of Radio Islam.